Matum. I have an agenda. I have every chabura. My agenda is it's the emet. The emet. That's my agenda.
What's your negias?
I try very hard not to have negias. I try to have to search for the truth. Says the pasuk Roshim, by tashchet as pasuk Kanecho, a person cannot destroy his beard. The Mishnah says there are five different places where your peya is, where your corner is. Among the Rishonim, the newest Malcolm, some of them bring down 12 Malcolm, 70 Malcolm, 20 Malcolm. Rishon's not clear, Rashi's not clear, not exactly what the Rishonim hold, what the Rash holds. Then the day the Rosh says your Shemayim should be mafkur and not shaved alone by your face. That's what's brought down by the Mechaber, that your Shemayim, that we do not shave any part of our face. You can get involved with the bottom of the neck, some people do, maybe in the middle, some people do. But the Ikka, no one shaves their own by face. Why? We're choishes for Isra, Dereisa. But let's ask us, again, even though it's 5 points, we're machu with the whole entire face. Now, the Ikka Tumas Hadeshim discusses when you take a scissor, there are two ways to take a scissor and to cut. You can move the bottom or you can move the top. It says be very careful when you use a scissor not to move the bottom. The bottom might be sharp enough to cut itself. And therefore, it might be cutting with the tire. Therefore, only cut with the top. However, cautious, if it comes out, if your scissor is not sharp enough to cut by itself, that means if you take a trimmer, let's say, not sharp enough to cut by itself, there is no problem which way you hold the shaver. For example, people discuss, maybe take a shaver without getting involved hot clothes, but it's not that close. People say you take a shaver, someone say you have to hold it one way, not the other way. You make sure the blade's on top, not the blade's on bottom. Before all the trimmers that we have are not sharp enough to cut by itself. But of course, it's not making a difference which way you hold the trimmer, this way and that way. It's not missing the trimmer, that's in there more. Should make a difference. Again, I heard a lot of people say you have to hold the shaver one way. Why? The more says you have to make sure it only cuts the top blade, not with the bottom blade. The more says, what the reason is, why? Because it's sharp enough, it might cut by itself. Our trimmers are certainly not sharp enough. Again, we're not shavers, the trimmers. Not sharp enough before, even see the Amar, the Chumash trimmer suggestion, the mice can hold a trimmer either way and shave with it. Now, the Gemara comes along and brings down from the free. What is this gather of by a Zokin that you cannot shave? There are two Zokin, one by Yisrael, one by a Koyin, and we say they go both by Yisrael. The one Pasuk says by Sashtis, another Pasuk says by Galeichu. One says you shouldn't destroy, one says you shouldn't shave. Come on the Gemara says, what's like Tashis? Come to say, you might think that do with the Mitzvahim will be also Kamash Gemara like Tashis. A Mitzvahim does not destroy. Therefore, Mitzvahim, the Gemara says, is Mutter. Gemara goes on saying, you might think with the Malachi Rini, it might be Mutter. Now, what Malachi Rini is, Machon, you're showing them across the board. We'll go with one simple Ma'ala for Ramaman and Iri, with a tweezer, or with something that a carpenter does with the wood and cuts it off. You might think that's mutter, oikir from the shoyish from the root. Kamash Mon said, like Aleichu, it's not a pool of that verse, Guluach, it's not shade. It comes out to be even Issim, and I tell you, you need two things. Very clear, the Gemara black and white. You need Hashchosa and you need Guluach. If you don't have, if you're missing one of the two, the might say, Smutim and Atayo. Smutim and Atayo. First question is, with Brahim Ka'in Tayo, very nice, Gemara says, Smutim and Atayo. What about Midrabanon? What is Issirabanon? The Ram says you're not chayiv mitzvahim ke'ein tar. Says the chinuch. However, the Ram holds it, it's the rabbonon. Mitzvahim ke'ein tar says the chinuch is the rabbonon. Shema Tzedeshim, that's the Tzak Moshe is bringing down. Over there also mentions it's the rabbonon. And the Bach, the Shach brings down by us, the Bach says that if mitzvahim ke'ein tar, true is not the raisim, then it's the rabbonon. That means if you go to these mahalkim, the shaver is only going to start off with. Avadiki is the shaver. Why? It's the mitzvahim ke'ein tar, the follow-up of it. Maisa are those who say, It's Mitzrayim Kain Tar. Halach l'maisa roi v'shem, don't go this way. The Shach says, have a little hoisif, don't go to the back at all. And Machabit saw this way. And this one, from the time, right, Matcha Yisrael, and Nitzay Yisrael, and Yisrael, right, over and over, it's Mutter. Mitzrayim Kain Tar is Mutter. A place can go, not like the Bach, clear the Shach quotes and argues with it, and say, Mitzrayim Kain Tar, l'maisa is Mutter. V'chein noigim, poshim, v'chein noigim, v'chein noigim, v'chein noigim, v'chein noigim, v'chein noigim, that Mitzrayim Kain Tar Lamaisa is Mutter, not even Yisrael Rabbanon. Another thing you have to hold in the gate in the Mashchosa, again, so it comes out Mitzrayim Kain Tar is going to be Mutter. What about Sam, using your Samachayim, Sam, all this depends which face you're putting it. Mitzrayim can use Sam, can use poison or cream on your face to take it off. So there are those who want to be Machma, Komavasa, and others, how big again the place can go, now Piskachu brings out from that of Yehuda, that to put on cream and take it off, Lamaisa, it's not Derech Yiluach, even though it might do. But since you need two things, you need Ashkosa and you need Guluach, you can have both things. Therefore, putting on Sam is Mutter. However, the place can point out, the Handigas Gorim say, that make sure when you take it off, Sometimes you might use something sharp. A Sharmig example, people use a telecard, which the Sharmig says, to take it off. What the cream does, it loosens it, and if you don't leave it on not that long, it's not still connected, and the telecard, the bezem, is a razor that's taking you off. If I get you, doing a foolish tar of mamish. If you can even if it's a razor, it can't when it's very soft, it can. It weakens it. It does a foolish of a tar. It's a different card. It's like a knife. It's taking a knife. It depends on who you're going with.
Does it have to be a sharp tire?
It has to be something that's a foolish tire. And that's the tire due to the softness of the gears. And those are on the plastic upon it, but my Sobiyash and Schoenberg says make sure when you do it, either use a popsicle stick or make sure you leave it on them. And but probably leave it on too long. It doesn't pull a tire. It's not the Derek Gulo, let's put it this way. Not that.
Card
better, it's the same thing as a razor. It is a pull. It's a thin thing that's cutting it. The popsicle is ripping it out like being toilet shit. Fine, you close him. I don't think anyone here uses some either, but Mike, just make sure you do it correctly when you do use some. Don't leave out too long, else you burn your face, you're missing part of your skin. Just make sure you follow the instructions, and you follow Allah when you do the Malach Sam. Another thing again, they've been voicing themselves as using a safety razor. It is also nifl to the serum of Ashkosa, and it is also nifl to of Tar. So, what is nifl again of Ashkosa? Hell, there's a nifl against Derek Yiluach, so in the 1900s, the big tumult among the Paiskim. So there was one Paisik who wanted to make sure. It looks different, it shapes different, I don't know. There's one Paisik of Hirschler. So there are those who want in 1900s, there was one God who wants to be Makel. The Meister knew it's going to go back, and they say Nichon Derek Yiluach, Nichon Ashkosa, and the Meister is the Reisa, and they have to tell them to say what you say, and the Meister, they come out with Meister is the Reisa. So again, they have to have both Ashkosa and Yiluach, it has both the Reisa, and you have to always define what both are. Fine, that's basic. Next, shaving. Before you get to the machine, the concept of shaving per se discuss six other problems before you get to the machine. First, Shiloh. Again, one thing we mentioned before, Mitzrayim Ka'in Tar. A shaver is still in Mitzrayim Ka'in Tar. Nochta Machmirim, the Bach, Maisa Vad is also. To shave, if you use a trimmer, according to Bach, Maisa is also. Fine. Maisa, we don't go that way. If it's in, fine. Or, depends on the type of trimmer. Use a shaver still in Mitzrayim Ka'in Tar. Bach, Hennet, Kimzashin, Maisa, that's one Baya. We don't hold that way. A second child is closer. Why isn't the problem Maris Ayin? Present to use a clean shaven face, was most kind thing, oh, use the razor. So why is not a problem with Ayin, therefore the Kama Vasser or the Kama Shwemim, Shmaya Gross, they want to ask Mitzad Maris Ayin. Mitzad Maris Ayin. Maris, the rich from the Sugya Barossi discussed at this point, he says, how can you ever use Sam? Ayin Maris Ayin. And he ends up, Erech Lama, Reis, Mimachmer. The rich says, use Sam. Oh, so Bizmanazer, come along, even if Kama Shwemim wants Mimachmer, come along with Moshe and Shuvah. He says, he's talking about payas, the shaitals. And he writes to the person who seems to be clean shaven. He says, you obviously don't hold the problem with iron inside your face. Why? Because everyone knows no problem with my iron. Because you don't cost your shavers, or if you stam, and the chain no game have a clitum, everyone does. Therefore, so how in the world can you want to be marked on the shaitals? Everyone knows that something is a shaital. So why tell me the problem with that my iron? And Baker Moshe, the chain no game, the twice can say, but it's not is no my iron. Because even the Kokoris come out against it, but everyone knows it is a second side, and there's some of there, whoever their role is, and the Maestro certainly is no problem with Maestro. But there's a second shell if you worry about Maestro. That means if you go to the. What? That's a Yidim. Pashto Yidim. That's a Shuva. And in that Shuva, you talk about shaving, yeah. But third shell, they discuss. You won't like his words. If they don't know about it, they have some before the Echam Rosh Motel, they know about you have it in the Shad. Not my sign, but Shad Pasha. Yeah. Any Shadal, not my sign. Yeah, but you can tell, if you can't tell, you can tell it's something else. No, it's logging, no, not sure. A third child they're going to involve with is a similar problem of loyal bash. Who doesn't have a beard? Women don't have beards. Who do have? Men have. To shave it, there's a shkula leket, because we have a bayah of loyal bash. And therefore the Tenna Sedek says, also the raisa to shave of loyal bash. Come on the Chavetz Chaim, in the Sefer Mitzvah, and says, you're now a shave, loyal bash, according to Chinuch. I looked for the Chinuch, I couldn't find it. So I see the Orchus Yoshev, Chaim Kanyevsky says, the Chinuch says, now a shave of loyal bash. Who says so? The Chavetz Chaim says so. Definitely you couldn't find this Chinuch either. But my son, the Chaim, and Rabbi Chaim quotes his chinuch, and my sister Tamar said that before he passes, cannot shave us for your bash. Not shave us for your bash. Now, the Maestro, what is the tat to be had, to be made for? The Maestro, we do shave us, what happens to your bash? So they have, the Maestro, different swords. One sword to the H1 say, the Maestro, goyim shave. Men shave. Maestro wants goyim men shave. We can follow them. Problem is very close. Don't go that way. The place can say, well, goyim do, we cannot follow us for your bash. Whatever goyim do, they can do anything. They do everything and anything. Another problem. The Shlomo Zalman Kosky can wear one earring. Yeah, the Shuvah says, Goyim does no right. You have to bring your eye from a yid. Fine. Another child that discusses, maybe it's Mutter B'Tad. Right now, Yisrael does it. The problem is, what happens if Yisrael starts for Isser? Is there Mutter B'Tad Liobash? Nachol Gitzraj B'Vrisran. A third heter, a big right to a Moshe, for me, no problem with Liobash. He has a Chakir. What is Liobash? Is it a Maisa or a Tetzah? If Tetzah, you look like a girl, but shaving, no girls do. They do the shaving inside the moon, but they don't shave the hair, the zalkane. So Moshe Rafik wants to get right that the mice is the Isra, and therefore no Isra shaving. Therefore, he wants to say, if this is the mice, he wants to have different coolers. The Moshe, no, the Isra is not the mice, it's the same saw. So why can you shave for the Moshe? A fourth reason the Moshe comes along and says, because even after you shave, your face still, no matter how well of a job you do, your face still looks different than a girl. Your face still looks different. It's a rugged man's face with double. It still looks different.
Not a
16-year-old boy. Then they can follow the sword of the Beheter. Once you get a large place up right to the Beheter, then the boys can follow it. No. The pool that you're doing, so you want to ask me that the saw is a girl. The saw is not a girl. You want to ask me that not the saw. The mice is not the issue. The saw is not the issue. Well, a fifth reason why he says, well, it's not loyal bash, because the Maisa Kisha is not done by women. It's funny, it's also a title. But actually, at the end of the day, Maisa, Macholia plays in loyal bash or not. So Mazalman is an interesting thing he says in the Halacha Shlomo. He says, I'll shaving this, no, this, yes. Maisa is Manazel, we're Machmirim, Vene Machmirim, exactly as Russian. And if so, the one we have, Kholpok, because of the Tenak Sedek, and after saying, I'll loyal bash. Today we're Machmir for everything. And after the Chosif, loyal bash is the Tenak Sedek. Today we're for everything, right? We're chosen across the board for things that just don't add up. And this not then a Sedek. From timing down Sefer Mitzvah. Fine, that's the third problem we have to work out. Again, before we get to machine to say, we have Maris Ayin, we have Mitzrayim King Tai, we have Loyobash. A fourth problem. We could say Moshe Lechu. Come with Chavetz Chaim again. He says in Sefer Mitzvah. We'll say Moshe Lechu, like it says in the Chinuch. What chinuch? Says Rav Chaim Kanievsky. It says in the chinuch, I know, because Mishnah Berurah says it says in the chinuch. I can't find this chinuch. But my son says, Chavetz Chaim, you cannot shave off with Chosei Moshe Leichu. Now, again, the Chacham Sofer has a tshuva about this. I ask, you cannot shave off with Chosei Moshe Leichu. In other words, Ein boy should nindun or picture klal, apil rech is Ein boy. There's no Chosei Moshe Leichu. We're not following the goyim, Yisraelim do it. But my son, it's not Shech Tavod Zoro, it's not Av Litav Reach. And he said, don't mefak like klal, the Chacham Sofer. The Chaim Maisen Noigim. The Chadnish Mice has a garret and he doesn't like shaving to me. Besides the Isra boy, how can you go away from the Malchus of Yisrael? He should be noted, at least the concept of Chosei Moshe Leichu does apply. Again, there's a fourth Bayah of Chosei Moshe Leichu, it's kind of Gazelle. Yeah, but he's taking a shave. Ram says that, and Chadnish says it by shaving per se. Yeah. A fifth thing you have to know about shaving is Maisa on the page, the Beheita being down, and the Chidah on the page of Shulchan Aruch, and the Beis Lechem Yehuda all being down, Divya Kabbalah, that Kabbalah, a person should not shave his beard at all. Not shave it, shave a beard. That's the question, how much? Touching, shaving, how much? The Maestro, a person should not shave his beard. The Chavetz Chaim, trimming, cutting, again, everyone calls the Arizal drops differently. Each one has a nose exactly how. But you should not shave your beard. The Chavetz Chaim, every single time we bring down the halacha about shaving, we get him out of the halacha, he says, that's become a gadin. How the Chavetz Chaim in Machmir Yisrael to the people in the army, Russian army, this case talks to Americans in America and first, all the safer after safer, he always ends up. However, Divrei Kabbalah, Levada, a person should not shave. Avada, he said, again, he wants to say he's the one in the Kilim. He said, Avada, after the Locha, Avada, Divrei Kabbalah should not shave. Some say it's a Gomer. It depends which Kabbalah, depends who and what.
Yeah?
Who and what. Now that those want to say the Islam Seifer wants a Taino. There's a Islam Seifer that they want to call the Mami Panda, they want to say a Chutzlah there. There's not Nichol Divrei Kabbalah. The Chidol says Chas Shalom, even the Chutzlah is probably Divrei Kabbalah. They have a whole tumor Mami Panda, did he shave, he didn't shave. Some say it's not true. Check him. Everyone, some say yes, some say no. But Maisa, we are, all of us here, Maisa, our own extra soul, so we don't even have the head of Islam Seifer, of Chutzlah is different. Fine, so we don't even have this tattoo. Maisa is a fifth reason, Divrei Kabbalah, a sixth reason. The Issa Moshe, why didn't you write a tshuva about shaving? Maisa, you're the Rosh of Makilim. He said, well, you know why? I don't want people to think you're allowed to shave. A tshuva of a yid should have a beard. A yid, a tshuva of a yid, a Moshe, make give us Olam. The Shirk and said that the Issa Moshe, why don't you have a tshuva? You. And says, why a tshuva of a yid should have a beard? Now, the Maisa, if you want, if anything, he's Michael, he is. You understand? He always was. There's this life I've got an agav in the koshershaver.org, that's the makilim. Koshershaver.info is the machmirim. Machmirim is the person who wrote the same Mahadar Ponim Zokim. So they have a whole list of makilim. Everyone has their own section. So one machmirim, he has a whole list of machmirim. In the machmirim, everyone has their own section. One of them is the moisture. Why? He took on the Moshe and he has a whole bunch of statements from him. One, he quotes, "Meg, give us Olam." He's machmir because every Yitzchak has a beard. He wasn't makoris. He has a Moshe's machmir. Fine. Yeah. Next line, let's go. Shalom. 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 The Maisa comes out. The six reasons again. Avada, floor. Everyone agrees you should have a beard. That's not a shell. It's not a discussion here. Avada, you should. You have a problem with Mitzrayim King Tyre, the Pharaoh Shri Machmer. You have a problem with Maris Ayn, whether you have a Yulbus with them, with the Lechu, Divrei Kabbalah, or Tzuris in Yid. Avada, every single person, we're not doing a Bokhim, we have a Shaduchim, no Bokhim, right? Avada, every single you should have a beard, should. Fine. That's core, there's nothing to talk about. Any Mako would agree to that. Anyone will say Avada, that's core, Slack, across the board. Lichoylik. Now the shell is, no, there's always a kind of Shalom Bayis or Immo. There's things to work about, but Avada, you should. Always things to work about. Fine. Next Helik. Now, once everyone agrees that you should have a beard, so you have to have a beard. You have to have one. Now, meaning by beard, meaning to use a shaver to shave. A shaver, Norelco, Remington, Michael Sheen, what's it called, all the different shavers. I allow to not. So first, the those who want to ask her, the Kolm of Asa, the Tshuva, and he asked her across the board, all shaven, very simple, why? He holds the Shrine, King Tyre is off, he went like the Bach. And he went like the Temple of Tzedek. So he says, all Kolm of Asa. 1950s, he's the one who had a Tshuva of Zebu also, he's the one who wrote to have a Herzog. Fine. Kolm of Asa, Kolm of Asa, Hochman, a lot of people quote him. Please, by Alan. So the kids, he asked it, but he might have went with the Bach. So fine, I either call him on the Ocean side, and no right to me, and you, we go like the shaft. Big deal, fine. Maisa, the other Tati Machmer, Al Be'ikr, Al Numis Paiskim, they hold Maisa, the Gedda of Tyre, if you look to Yvonne on the second half of, for Chabalos, Yvonne says that something is mashed at the Ikr. Maisa, when you shave, you feel nothing. If you feel nothing, so Maisa, you find you even it's a massage costa, the whole diet of shaving. It's Mitzrayim Kain Tyre, Avada Tzarek in Luach, Mitzrayim Kain Tyre, if you have Tyre, Tyre is Ashkosa, Ashkosa means at the surface, the Maisa should be also. Therefore, the Machmirim say, if you feel a Mashu, should be Mashu, then it's Mutter. Says of Yashiv and the Vos, everyone says, Mashu should be Mashu in every hair they hold. If you want to knock out two hairs, then that's what they're Aisom. So if you get a trimmer, or use a trimmer, Because all machmir agree 100% mutter. Make adin again. Avadi shavu beirin. Make it grow in divrei kabbalah and the truth of the yid. But even the machmirim are saying, if you read the machmirim very clearly, Yashua writes over and over, and the poskim of Shach and the Vosner and the disciple and Chaim all say, once you margish chodeshani, once you margish, every single hill is the seder. Therefore, Yashua and Shuvah wrote Machom Matomot had a seder that guaranteed every single hill to be left over. And Chanami said, Yashua, 100%, no problem at all, no problem. As long as you leave over everything you can feel it, you margish and you touch it. Now, what? Yeah, they prove it. There's another sefer that we know of Yashim, Rav Shmaya Gross, that he spoke to Yashim about it. Yashim said that even that machine that they had, someone gives, you want to talk to you upon now, it's not true anymore. Rav Shmaya spoke to Yashim. Even that, he's not sure anymore. Oh, no, so the problem is, Agav, so there are those who want to bring the share of Tar is Lach of Roshim Mei Ikroi. Some safer, he said that together, according to Mechanami also will say this to be a problem. It might be on passing that way. Yashiv writes five times, because the Truth is clearly, I guess, in Moshe, or Oris, and Oris, and Oris, in the Kedushin, and Shavuot, and the Shabbos, and in Hilchot Shabbos, for Shabbos, or Karb, five, even with Karb itself, if Karb got it right in Hilchot Shabbos, Shabbos, and the Kedushin, and the Oris, and the Moshe, and he got it right in the Kedushin, even though in safe he doesn't. He says he writes, he can't find any Makilim in his conscience. But in Public Shabbat and Shabbat, he writes three Makilim over there. He writes, we actually told him as long as he feels and say that. Every single hair. Oh. I don't know. My son, the place, even my Makilim, also, if you feel everything live to say there. You feel everything live to say there. Why the whole? That's not different. Get the last cross there. Everything else cross there. Time means at level, and anything is above level is the Seder. Now, who is the Rosh of the Machmirim? They say, oh, but the Chaznish was the Rosh of the Machmirim. He asked all shavers. He said, Tester was the Oy. He put shaved on his hand. And therefore, once he said this, his whole entire, the Sikirelis, and the Chaim Kanievsky, and the Shas, and the Vosner, his whole entire best, and afterwards followed him. And I might even want to listen to Machmirim on the page of over 20 people who are being Machmir. The only one who really has a true one is Dain Weiss and the Vosner. A dying wife says, Ikim my Malkim Machmir is part of some Sefer, which Laharis Nelson says, that's your Malkim, some Sefer, is saying, Shana Rambam, you have no right to pass on that way. And a Vosnev, Ikim my Malkim, Gorchan, is told him, Vizehu. But he has five Jews about it. Now, Maitre, all the Machmirim don't deal too much with the Tzatim Mekel in how to answer Rav Kasha. They're very not sure. The only thing you can see from them is, for example, we'll get to what we see from them. Maitre, if you want, we know tomorrow, we'll give our pages, there are over 20 different Machmirim. Across the board, but my name is Asher Shavers. Who are the Makilim? What are the Tzad of the Makilim? First, Makilim, we bear 15 different Makilim. The Rosh of Makilim, they say, over the Achiezer, from the Zaman writes, Kidur Achiezer, Chaim Moizer is Makil. The Shemach says, his father, so Chaim Moizer, Maizer, he was Makil. Now, what's the Tzad to be Makil? There are two different reasons to be Makil. One for the coming to be Makil, as they say, is that the Torah says it has to be Ashkoso and it has to be Giluach. Ashkoso means you do it at the surface, at the skin. The fact that every single shaver has a screen over there, no matter how thin the screen is, the coil and the Matthias has to be not in the skin, and it has to be something left over. It has to be that way. Therefore, the Har Tzvi, Chayta Frank, and Chalkiv Yaakov, and Rav Henkin, and the Vayatzev, the Omer, and the Orlati, and the Orlati Yitzchak, the Godis, Mahalach, that the Maisa thinks there has to be something there. Maitre is not Ashkoso, it's not the pool of Ashkoso. Now, Bira Dover, the story in and of itself of Shlomo Zalman agrees to. Shlomo Zalman writes, the fact that there's something left over, the Maitre, there's something there, 100% mutter. Except for Shlomo Zalman and Shuli, he has the Chakira. He declares, what happens when you shave and there's a screen there, it's cutting, and there's something left over, but when you take the machine away, it pops back underneath. Bira Dover, when you take a razor, the Matthias had it say over, is the razor cut underneath the skin? Now, how's the razor cut underneath the skin? The way how this Sarkay writes on the website is that you take a razor, and when you go against the grain, it makes the skin torn, it pops the drop out. You cut it when it's right now at skin level, and when you make your skin not torn, it goes a drop underneath skin level. So it comes out of a pile that what happens, you shave it, and the thing, the skin, that you don't feel anything, it's underneath skin level. I should feel something, it's not. It goes back underneath the skin level. That's what the razor does. Cuts at skin, it goes back underneath. A shaver, due to the either lift and cup where it says it pulls out there, or to the due to the motor, the power of the motor that pulls it, they want to tighten up, that it also it came a dropout, it cuts with a rash up there, so it's not cutting at skin. And we take the shaver away, it goes back underneath the skin or at skin level. It goes back to at skin level. Therefore, these shavers, when they're advertising, say they get as close to the shave to at skin level, because when it got cut, it was above skin level, and it went back down to at skin level or below skin level. So, Mazama's Masopek, what do you look at? You look at when you cut it. When you cut it, it's mice of the butcher. It was not a mice of a cross, it was above level. Or no, if you look at the saw, the outcome, when it went back being at level or below level, and then the mice is our cross. So, Mazama, in the Chasam, what he wrote, he ends off, he's a Masopek, and nothing, not lahach, not lahachal. So, tire is cutting at level. This is cutting above level. Tire, cut at level, be a problem. It's cutting above level. Above level is mutter, he's saying. Except probably doesn't know. He agrees to Makila. Makila saying one time Makila is above level. He agrees to that. Except you don't know how to look at that. Do you look at the Tetzor, the Pulo? There's one Satri, Makil, and that's Kamina, the one Taina, or the Tina, the Halkaz Yaakov. Those who want to be Makil, which have the Reshet, some of them say don't press. Don't press. They want to take your skin, either gets inside the hole, or Halkaz Yaakov, don't press, or Yabiyahu said don't press. So I think don't press, either because it will get very close, it will get at skin level, so I'm not exactly sure if there's a thing there. Or there's cautious that your skin somehow gets into the minute holes. That's right, right? The skin will somehow get into the minute holes, and therefore you're cutting at skin level. No, so the thing, when you're saying it how they say it, forget. You must actually just start with the top and now at the bottom. And therefore you have to have it there.
Not because it won't be,
their blades won't so thin as that. I would just throw my microscopic so thin, their blades didn't have this problem. But
what about the color of your skin
and
the
shock of the shaving? Like, the shaving is like only the part. Again, this side, they say not to press. Some say not to press. Some say, I don't care, press as much as you want when you cut the bump skin. So even on, there are two, again, there are those who make come inside of the rest of here. In the rest of some say you can't press as much as you want, or you can press as much as you want, because when you cut it, the mice is above skin level. Some say don't press. Now some would say, those who say don't press, only the skin goes in, out the screen, the skin doesn't go in. Oh, you're close in the house, foot doesn't go in. It depends who you're saying it over from. So that's not the press, you should not hold it torn? It depends. If they're being close, should be sad the skin goes inside, outrageous, it's not a problem, the skin doesn't go inside. They don't want skin. It's so small to hold up, kinking it again. Sorry. Fine. Now, that's one side of the Makilim, why I'm inside the rest of the air blocked it. From the Zalman Greek, he said, except he has a problem with Pulotai. So, others don't want to seem to have this problem. The second side to be Makil. Again, he must have, you have to have a cross and you have to have a Giluach. Now, what is Giluach? For those who want time, and Giluach means when you take a razor and you cut with it with one blade. However, when you take a scissor is being a meister of chin of grinding or patisha of mashing. And taking a scissor cut, so you take any two things you want, two pieces of wood and put together, you have enough pressure to cut. That's the Matthias. Anything. It doesn't have to be, that's what's cutting. The razor is not cutting, it's the pressure that's cutting, it's the grinding that's cutting. So there's another mouth we want tiny the chiluk. The Torah says that to be a giluach legaleach, the Torah says, galeach means a razor. A razor means what? With one side due to the pressure of the blade. Not pressure, the blade's doing it. And the way they say to test it, by a sheet of example, you take one here, you take it here and you push it against the blade by itself, it goes against the blade and it cuts by itself, the blade is cutting it. However, if you won't cut the knife won't cut the here, it's not the blade, it's the pressure doing it. So those who want tiny shavers, the best thing is a scissor cut. They're going very quickly, they're cutting one against another, depends what type of machine you have, but the mice are cutting one against another, it's a scissor cut. If not, it's a head to be telling Galeach, not nickel and Galeach. Now, a couple places in the country, you can't figure out, everyone says over the Torah, and no one writes them in print. Just for the fun of it, at least five people say them in print. We're writing in Sype, in Shalv Initial, TOCE, so these people in 1940s wrote this in print. Not that, of course, you should have known this. Or you have your down from the Lyceum, not the Klein Weizen imprint. Fine, and Megdil Adam says that's the Moshe Mahalach. The Moshe Mahalach of the Etim is what the Yisoid? Yisoid is that the Hetim mitzad, it's not Giluach. Giluach means one blade and not two blades. Now just to be fair, there's a second way thing over on Moshe. The Rubin seems to say it a little bit differently, that the Hetim, Rubin Feinstein, commentate a little bit differently, that the head is not kiloah, head is derech kiloah. The derech, if you want to shave, is to use a razor and not a shaver. Why? Because it does drop closer, and that's the derech most guys will do when they want a good shave. So let's say mitzvah to come out, a shaver will switch and be more common than a razor. Then the Ruvain says the shaver will be osur and the razor will be mutter. Why? Ish lodin. No, you don't get it. We look at the pula of the pula. Yeah, what's pula? Now, they said over that way, ish lodin. Yeah, no, that's the, what is pula pula? Yeah, so that, with that, you have a cut. You say that Mahalach is a little bit
short. So according to him, if we took a service today and we found out that it's
he says also a razor and a razor will be mutter. That's what he says, right?
Razor
and mutter.
How do
you mind the razor? Ruvain says over that, it's what I love. It's printed that way. It's printed over that way. He could. Kasha, I don't know. I think the better way of saying over a moisture is not that it's very close. That is not kilua. That's the partial way of saying over. And those say over, but it's nice to say that's derek. That's not mitzvah derek. That's because it's not pula skulua. Kulua means one blade. That's how the true is the prince say it. The way, again, the, those that clearly went to the site is a bardeo. He is ferocious about it. These are bardeos. 40s of Gerdam and Klaus from Hungary or in Europe, they say that is why it's not for the law. It's two blades, not one blade. Now, what's the sheet of the Chavetz Chaim? What does the Chavetz Chaim hold? The Machmirim, like pointing over, the Chavetz Chaim has in Lekutei Halachos, he has in Gemara Makis Avidalet, but he discussed the case of Mishinka, a machine that just came out, and he might have asked this. Therefore, anyone has a tshuva about being machmir, everyone brings down this Chavetz Chaim, and he is a rosh of the machmirim. Whether it's from Rav Shach to Rav Vosner to Rav Stonbach, everyone across the board, they bring down who is the rosh of the machmirim, not the Chavetz Chaim. The Chavetz Chaim ready. Can't go against the Chavetz Chaim. Now first, have 5 points on the Chavetz Chaim, what he says, what he doesn't say, and then see what the Chavetz Chaim really does say. Try to answer it and see if I get maybe one of my kelim. The words of the Chavetz Chaim, Lekutei Halachos, Sugya Makis, Gemara again, there are two things. There's the inin of Hashchosa and the inin of Giluah. Hashchosa, as I'm telling you, you might think Mitzrayim is to be Halsik, Mashmah, Hashchosa, Mitzrayim is to be Mutter. And you might think Malakin and Hitni, the Mashmah, Yosik, Mashmah, Giluah, therefore it's going to be, there can be Mutter. Come on the words of Lekutei Halachos, I'll read it. Pirish Rashi. Derech Giluah for your Mashmah, Tzvayin Utar, Avol Rehitni, Mashmah, Ve'ein Derech Legaleach for you. Some of the Chavetz Chaim is speaking about the concept of Rehitni. You might think that Malachi Rehitni Lamaisa is going to be also Kamash 1. It's not going to be also. Why? Because it's not the Derech. On that, the Fizah Mashinka is going to be also. The Fizah Mashinka is going to be also. Now, let's analyze the words. The Machimah and the Chavetz Chaim is saying it was Mashinka, why is it also? It's not Nichol Lehetim, it's Prime, it's Tar. Chavetz Chaim says, you might think Mashinka is also Mutter, why? Because Malachi Ritney? Kamash, well, it's not Malachi Ritney. Check out Kofan himself, Chavetz Chaim is going to the wrong point. We're saying the Chavetz Chaim asked it, why? Because Nichlan is not Mitzvah Mitzvah. Chavetz Chaim says, it's not Malachi Ritney, therefore it's also. Doesn't make sense. Aleph, 1 point. The second point. You should have said it's not Mitzvah Mitzvah, it's Tar. He said it's not Malachi Ritney, it's who can, it's not Malachi Ritney, no second Malachi Ritney. Aleph. What? He's not, it's not, you're right. Lefi is there. Yes, Rashi, Lefi is there, that's not what he says. Second, he writes, this Mashinka that's called All or Chatzi All. Now what's All or Chatzi All? So the way how a Chav quotes and say when he quotes it word for word of the time, he writes Nul v'chatzi Nul. He just changed the words around. Now nul means zero, zero and half a zero in Yiddish. Now, if you, there are Pfeiffer and others, they tell you there's no word in any language that all means zero. That means that Rav wrote all of chatzi all, switched to nul, chatzi nul, he just word for word quoting it, switched the words around and made up something. There's no language in any, that anyone knows of that all of chatzi all means nul, chatzi nul, means zero and chatzi. The second point, Elamai, according to Rav Karp, all is zero, and chatiol is half of a zero. Then half of a zero. What's half of a zero? Zero and half a zero. This what? No, it's a double. A mayim, close. What's half a zero? What is the word? Fine. Gemaisa, there's no word. All doesn't mean null. He switched to quoting it mamish out of context of mamish negro. And fine, Gemaisa, there's no such thing. That's the second one. A third point. Come and say, what's the problem with this machine? Now, the Ashim and Shuvah, because the Shuvah, he says, the Chavetz Chaim, also our machines don't even bend those machines. Certainly would have asked our machines. Now, let's read the Chavetz Chaim. This new machine that comes out, the Megalkam Ketar Mamish. And what does the machine do? Tolish Asar Legami Loinishim Umo. This machine leaves over nothing. Tolish Asar Legami Loinishim Umo. Says the Rabbi Yashim, now machines do even worse than that. They do worse than nothing. There's no such concept. Unless, step by step. And the Oid, Chavetz Chaim come tell you what the machine does. If you come and say the machine leaves over a little bit, and if it's also nichol and something, you should have said, what the machine does, what does it do? It does. He's saying what the machine does. And I asked him, because it's nichol get of tire. He said, no, the machine does what? Tells us that legami v'loin nishim u'umo. That's what the machine does, and therefore it's tire. Okay, fine. Nishim u'umo, nice. A third point. A fourth point, if you want, the Chesed Avram is the son-in-law of the Chavetz Chaim, and he writes, the son of Chavetz Chaim was alive, he writes, Chavetz Chaim said, a person should not shave the tire, Rak Aide Mashinko Bentaspirus, you only should use the machine. Like my father called the Chaim Shlita says, oh, we should only use the machine. But it's also said, he's called the father says, only use the machine. Well, say from Mera Ina Yisrael brings down, that the person who went called Chaim wants a bracha, he still used a tire. From Chaim said, using a tire? Use a machine. He said, oh, use a machine? Oh, use a machine. We can't find yourself, he said, I'll give you a bracha. Use the machine. That's what Chaim told him. Fifth point. What? I told him. So, not to use tight. No, I told him. Fifth point. Fine. No, so, we have a Chesed Avram and we have a Mer in the Yisrael that Chavetz Chaim says to go use a machine. That's the fourth point. The fifth point is we have a Chavetz Chaim in Bia Loko and the Trey Sol, Trey Odom, and Chavetz Adad over and over. His words are very clear. So, by Tayyus, he says, his words of Ein Mishayer Kalav also. What do you do to do Mitzvah Ketar? Leave over Akophonic Sassanic Sassan. Mashu over here is Motu. Again, he writes it over and over. He comes and tells Christ he's doing wrong. Leave over nothing. Leave over a Mashu. That's the Seder. Now we know this is Mitzvah Ketar. This is the Tar. But Mashu is the Seder over here. What's over here? Mashu is the Seder over here. It's nothing. Let's type the word. The Ein Mishayer Kalav. The Ein Mishayer. Nitzay Yisrael, Ferez Odom. Again, we come to what the Nitzay Yisrael is. They're being master, they do nothing over here. Leave over something, that's the Shrine Kain Tar. That means if the Shrine Kain Tar is a Mashu, then time must be tight for it. Now, I have not seen a one person answer this question. Not one. And if I have a right to have Karp, and Karp doesn't answer it, I don't know what to do. Is it my Mok, after my Mok, it's Chaim Maitin. That is the Shrine Kain Tar. So what's Tar? Tar is nothing. So we have five riots of Chavetz Chaim and not one of the Maskemirim. Alamai Gesei Kazetov Shalsoi, what shavers are you talking about? The Akhla Kutu Halachos, the Rabbi Pfeiffer, Kvaldik. We discussed, mentioned in the beginning, there's something that came out in the 1910, around that time, 1900, something called safety razors. One Rav came home to be Maturit, and he writes, why is he Maturit? Because it's the Nichol Lehetta Malakinu Hitni. Why is not Nichol, why is not Derech Yiluach? But not on Shchot, Derech Yiluach, and that one love, and the Shuvah is right against him, and it is Nichol Ne'itzer of a Yiluach, and it is not a Malakin Ritni. Now the Chavetz Chaim is Gevaldik. In the Malakin, this thing that is a Malakin Ritni, you might think it's Motor, this machine. No, this machine is no. It's a Derech, therefore it's also a Malakin. You have no way to Malakin Ritni. You're talking about safety reasons. That's the machine you're talking about. What's all the Chatziol? AWL in English is something that they use for carpentry, little pointy thing. All the awesome I use in what's it called? An awl has a blade. It's a blade.
It's a
thing. It's a pointy thing. They use.
Yeah,
it's one of the things they use. Not called shave, but that might be tight. No, you can't shave this. Now, for time, I don't know what to call it. You call it something like that. Or maybe they call it that. I don't know. But might at least fits it much better.
An awl is not a blade.
Maisa, that case is very good. Chavetz Chaim says, what's the machine? He's defining the machine. What the machine is? It tells us the Salagamri of Lanishim Umo. That's Mamas, a safety razor. Tells us the Salagamri. That's what a safety razor is. That is the pool of what it does. That's the machine he's discussing over there. So, Rav Feifman went to Rav Shlomach and Rav Shlomach, how do you know the machine he's talking about was the take one step back. First of all, Farshan never saw electric shaver was not invented yet. Electric shaver was invented in 1928. It was sold first time in 1931. You're not talking about electric shaver, that's the floor. Everyone agrees not talking about electric shaver. We didn't have them. Again, the Likud HaLachos came out in 1910. The David Chick made it in 1928. And then 31 was sold. Marked the first time. That's 1930, and Likud HaLachos came out in 1910. And he wrote Likud HaLachos came out, it was out in 1910 already. Came out before him. So, not about electric. Tell us what shaver, talking about a hand clipper, or talking about a safety razor. So, Pfeiffer went over to the stoma from the issue of stoma. I didn't know something about, you know, these clippers. He said, that's what everyone says. Fine.
No, so, it's
very similar
to a trimmer.
Like alright, so the Ithim, the Meister, can you say over my miles? It could be. It could be a mile of premise also. Not sure, maybe. It's not a mile of premise, maybe it's not. It could be a mile of premise, correct. What the Chavetz Chaim means. So the Meister comes out that the Chavetz Chaim is not one Machmim. He's a Rosh of Machmim. It's only two Rosh of the Chadnitz and Chavetz Chaim. Chavetz Chaim, they seem to misunderstand, my understanding at least. And the Chadnitz, the Meister, doesn't really explain himself except that the Machmur, they want to make him, he writes, he wants to make them go off so people don't shave. Do shave, fine. Very nice. The Shalos Tzitzkol say from Meister. End of the day, we have 20 Machmirim, we have 15, we're not sure why they're being Mako. The Meister is a Machmirim, we're not sure if it's Derech Kiluach, or Absoluch, or Abkosher. The Meister Tzitzkol say, but Vicky should tell you no person should really be Machmir. Where should we mask for the Maisa? We do not assume the Raisa every 2 years of the Raisa. We about thousands and thousands of Lavin every single time you say. Why did it make her a Masma once and make Shiva the Maisa Masma? The Maisa. No, one the Bnei Yeshiva, the all of heaven, these places, or Shemati, the Shemach had a big kind against the Kotori. Really, the Kotori that came out by Shri Asaimu was signed by Biyashiv and Bnei Brach, and that's it. No one of the Vedat signed it, no one else signed it. The Meister, supposedly, Rav Shemach had a big time against it. The Meister, all the Shivas have guys, two shades. The Rosh could be very simple. We're everything. We make that comments against cell phones and devils and whatever we want. And the Meister, you can't tell a Bokhari, you can't come in unless you scream. You can't come into your Shiva unless you shave. Every time you shave, it's bells and film. You can't do that. And we can do anything now. We're very excited. They don't do that. It kind of might be a shame, Rav Shemach. You understand. No, you want to say, how can I have a cold code everyone asks? They can't do that. You have to pine against the cold code. Maisa can ask the cold code, the Maisa first should be asked, why don't they do it the whole process? So before the Svara why is the Maisa. We have a bunch of Poiskim discussed about Shavit today. The Maisa, but Icky, look among the Poiskim, where they're coming from. We'll go back up, we mentioned this very last time. Poiskim is writing one, and those in that Flamma says, Poiskim says, what's Ke'in Tar? He says, Ke'in Tar, it's the Oike Hashem, Ikwe Masulim, that shows Ke'in Tar. Ke'en Tar means that something that you have to uproot from the truth. And that's going to be Ke'en Tar, which is Mutter. I mean, Taisha is saying that if you feel nothing, Taisha says it's Mutter. Now, this is not my Raya. They want the fact that Dain Weiss has his Raya. So Taisha says, if you feel nothing, Dain Weiss says it's Mutter. Malam Lohel says Mutter. Then those want to, you want to tell me Dain Weiss says you don't pass my Taisha. Fine. But it's a Taisha that says it. If the Rosh says it, you feel nothing, the Weiss says Mutter. Like a white Taisha, for Dain Weiss. You tell me who said to go that way, Laloko. So the Maisa is a pre-show. The pre-show's words are very clear. If it's called like a tar, the Maisa is going to be mutter, but Swam Kane tar. Now, we do the pre-show. So I heard a rise on the tape says, my biggest liar that's mutter, because the Dain Weiss has a tshuva about what do you do with the pre-show? He says, Lav Dasko. He doesn't know what to answer. That means the pre-show is saying it's mutter. The Dain Weiss doesn't know, and the Kama Vasa is the same thing. What do the pre-show? Doesn't know Lav Dasko. Even the doctor. The pre-show says it's mutter. Why? The pre-show says, Swam Kane tar, feel nothing. No, else says it's a box, it's a shack box, it's left me on the page. The box says what? It's talking about shaving. The box said, we've mentioned before, and the old shaving is tar and Mitzrayim Kain Tar Yatim Achor. Says the box, if you want to be not Mitzrayim Kain Tar, if you're not Megalev, some Labos Legamri, you leave a little Machu, then a Vada shaving is Mutter. The box holds the beard in Mitzrayim Kain Tar. Says the box, if you leave a little Machu, you don't destroy Legamri, then it's not Mitzrayim Kain Tar. And the shach brings it down. It's August Alok. He's saying Mitzrayim King Tar is mutter. The title is a bach and shach on the page. Mitzrayim King Tar is what? It's something that is smooth. Anything above that is not Mitzrayim King Tar. It's a bach and shach. What do you do with those words? Who else is it? It's again Bishlach Yehuda. We're going to always quote. It's a chokh masabi mentioned last time. Loim mishay kulum. It's a kitchen chonorach. Loim mishay kulum. It's a chavetz chayim. Loim mishay kulum. which one? Lo mishalchum. No, the Bach says leave over a mashu. You leave over a mashu. It's not mitzvahim kain tar. The thing. That means mitzvahim kain. It has to be left. It has to be left. It has to be left. So the mystery is, as far as I know, our poskim is, and no one on the page argues. They all saw the pishon, they all saw the bach, they all saw the shach, and all saw some garden and kitzur. Until the Chazon Lakish, until the Chazon Lakish in 1940, till then, the mystery was that Mitzrayim Kain Tar means something that smooth is motor. Smooth is motor is before Shalosh. Smooth is motor. So he's saying it comes from the Rambam. Fine, and here's the whole Shulchan Torah. No, yes, no. He got it. He wanted. They say this comes later, that the Dan Weissman is semic upon Lahoris Nosson, he's the one of the, he says, if you're coming to be Machmer from the Sam Zoifer, then you missed the boat, Dan Weiss. Because the Meister, if the whole Sam Zoifer is going in only, he's mistaken. It's 12 minutes, I'll say this. No, he says, in my house, I'm going to sing a Shulchan Torah. It says Lahoris Nosson, if that's your Machmer, very sure. So Meister, until 1940 comes out, everyone held something smooth motion. Now, just to be fair, I'm not being fair. No, they're saying it's smooth as motor. Smooth as motor. Tell us Machmirim, tell them Rabbi Yashiv, and they're saying, what? Mashu, you need. My kids are not the way. Just to be fair, they're not saying the Heter of Moshe. You can't bring your right from them to Moshe. They're saying the Heter is what? They're saying the Heter is Tzad Ashkoso. That means if you want to go to Mahalach, let them find him in the hole. Ashkoso is asking, Frank Tai is asking, and Tai is below the skin. If you want to say you can't go down, go back underneath, you might have a problem. These poiskim, kitzur, Tai, Odom, and others, is not a right to a Moshe. A Moshe is a different mahala. They're right to the heter of, even if you have a reshef, and even if it gets smooth, that's three motor. They're like a third mahala, or fourth mahala. They're all smooth as motor. So again, we have those that Moshe has not nifl and geluach, the ones that are derech geluach, the ones that are chos, and the mice as far as I know. I have not seen anyone who argues on these places. I don't think I've seen those who ask it, they say lav dafko. That's the answer. Either they didn't learn by a bosh, or I don't know, they don't know. But everyone saw the feature, everyone sees the shachar bach, and no one says anything otherwise. They will think something different place, or not in the shavra. What? They don't say feel or see together. They say again, the words of the Bach is not, it's the gamri gone. You have any mashu is motor.
You can feel it.
No, and you can't feel it. Then it's motor. You're saying with Frank and Taz, you can't feel it. It's not there.
They're learning the same guitar. The same level of the tar.
Why was it different then? Could be the those one tiny that they're finding, the one tiny tar is underneath the skin.
Frankenstein
is at the skin, the skin is above the skin.
What about the
compare? Avada, not Shasta. Fine. So, Adkan, the Sukkum, I just want to be very clear. Sukkum. Every single person agrees you should have a beard. Avada, you should have a beard. White, they make a polo, two to the yid. The mice today. You didn't have control. The mice, they went over to a Moshe and they asked a Moshe of Vortam Megil, the Salem, that after he said the truth, the yid should have a beard. That's the guy, the coach. They asked the mice, is there any tzatzmi machmer? Any tzatzmi machmer on the beard? So a Moshe and the back brought down. The same tzad there is to be machmor on koning chalz mitzad koitzer.
What?
The same tzad there is to be machmor koning chalz on Shabbos mitzad koitzer. Now one guy walked away from that and told me, oh, king chalz mitzad koitzer. That's not what Moshe is saying. What Moshe is saying, there's no tzad to be machmor. That's not what Maisa Pulis Kuluach. Maisa Laloch, there's no tzad to be machmor. Maisa Sokosov, he agrees that Yitzhak has a tooth in the beard. It's brought down the emotions like Domit and Chalates and biography over there, that he gave us so much every single person that came in for halacha, not for shkof, for halacha, except one person who's the serious against, they say over, he chucked him right out. They say one who was the Deva, had fun of Zokain, there's the only one, the serious Gomer, chucked the guy. Brought down, and then goes, what the hell said, everyone gets come except for that person. What? No, that Maestro, I remember when that happened, I remember that they said over, you can't see, but they say it that way. That's the Maestro. So Mice again, everything agrees you should have a beard, that's clause. or that is it? Can you in Avada working machmir? Your shemayim should be machmir. However, go and make a machol against the person. Chas v'shalom. To make a kolkar against the person. Chas v'shalom. To mechanic people, that's the right thing to do. 100% mechanic them, that's the right thing to do. So my circle is over the 2 or 3 years. There are cases of Avada Yishuns. Maybe you wash or buy to other cases. You take into consideration. The Avada what we serve on. They say over there was from a Zalman, he end of the day he's Masuchik, but he had American in the Shiva, the Ishram Zalman was too. He said, it's a Tanakh on the people in America, 100% the can't shake, no problem. Why do you have what to be Tanakh upon? So my says, end of the day, you should have a beard, but what to be Tanakh upon, 100% yes. But what to do, you have to get to local Orthodox rabbi. This is the same, my says, it's end of Zman, and Zman is coming off. And everyone has a beer now, and the right thing to do is to keep it. However, Vadal Alocha, you don't have to, according to those who have an Ogre not to. My son is not coming up, like every Zben is manim. The Zmanim is a time to rejuvenate yourself from like Zman. Rejuvenate yourself does not mean you have to waste every second, no mitzvah to waste it. So to rejuvenate yourself. The Hanhoga B'nai Yeshiva Chol HaPachet, signed by the Gdolim with the Kol Kaira from Rav Shach and Rav Chaim Shmulevitz Rav Shiva with Amir and the Stipe and others that wrote down a letter in the Rav Shach Sefer that everyone should learn the Chol HaPachet for us today, which Chay Nogim Yeshiva Smir, the first Seder the Maestro learned, second Seder that can't Mir. The first Seder. No. First day there, the Maestro Vada everyone learns. Night day there, if you can, people do. The first day that everyone learns is Kol Kaira signed by the old Gaon. But his man will call the prophet, everyone here will call the prophet, everyone's in Master Kaira. And we all learn first day there. And how do you learn first day there? You tell yourself every day you can learn first day there without getting a chavusa or machayiv, it ain't gonna happen. The Maestro will do it. You have to get a chavusa, machayiv yourself, make sure you get one. And then you, whatever time you daven at the later minyan, but after you eat breakfast, you start learning right away, and the whole purpose is learning for a Seder, and you're putting in 4 hours. Then, second Seder, you do whatever you else, or whatever some bias you have to do, any rejuvenation you have to do. The ninth Seder is some yes, some no, depends who you are, depends who you're holding by. The ninth Seder, if you can, ninth Seder, you can, if not, not, but the whole purpose is everyone's learning for us in the term. The chain, kol chayso, b'li chaylik, says the mitzvah, Talmud Torah, is connected to kulam. It gives you mitzchias, it's eternity, and then we have master Torah, that we're here for Torah, and that's then we have a lot to what to do chazar upon, and prepare yourself for next month. Aslocha. And I pray that can pay that. Aslocha
the winter.
Summer. It really depends on which mouth you go with.
If you have mouth,
it really depends.